Most horror stories take place on a dark and stormy night, in the dead of winter or during the melancholy season of fall. But there's one turn-of-the-century horror story that describes the evil peculiar to a summer's day, when the heat is so intense it can scramble your brain. Critic Maureen Corrigan offers a timely appreciation of William Fryer Harvey's horrific short story, August Heat.
I first stumbled upon W.F. Harvey's short story, August Heat, nearly 20 years ago in a collection of supernatural tales. Harvey is an overlooked master of the psychological horror story. You may know his most famous tale, The Beast with Five Fingers, which was made into a silly movie starring Peter Lorre. To understand why August Heat has haunted me for so long, you need to know a strange fact about my childhood. My father, for most of his working life, was a heating and refrigeration mechanic. He could take apart air conditioners and put them back together again, blindfolded. But oddly enough, ours was the only apartment in the building without an air conditioner. Every summer, my mother and I would plead for one. My dad could get air conditioners wholesale, for heaven's sake. And always he would refuse. His reason? Air conditioners reminded him of work. To this day, he and my mother roast in that very same apartment. And when I visit in the summer, Harvey's story haunts my troubled sleep and my waking dreams. The power of August Heat comes mostly from its curious style. It's written as a diary entry by an artist named James Clarence Withencroft on the evening of August 20th, 1900. Withencroft has had the most remarkable day in his life. The morning dawned hot as hell, and Withencroft planned to spend the day at the local swimming hole. But suddenly, inspiration strikes, and he sketches for hours as if possessed. By afternoon, Withencroft has finished a bizarre picture of an enormously fat man, a murderer, standing in the dock just after a judge has pronounced sentence. Withencroft goes for a walk to clear his head. He walks for miles until he reaches a stonemason's cottage. In the yard, a man is cutting an inscription on a tombstone. He's a huge man with sweat pouring from his scalp. He's the man in Withencroft's sketch. Withencroft looks at the tombstone. It reads, "Sacred to the memory of James Clarence Withencroft. Born January 18th, 1860, he passed away very suddenly on August 20th, 190-blank. The stonemason, a Mr. Atkinson, claims the inscription was a sudden inspiration. Withencroft shows him his sketch. They ponder the eerie coincidence. Atkinson then persuades Withencroft to stay put until midnight in order to ensure that no accident befalls him on the journey home. Bad idea. But Withencroft agrees. Here's the final paragraph of August Heat. The air seems charged with thunder. I am writing this at a shaky table before the open window. The leg is cracked, and Atkinson, who seems a handy man with his tools, is going to mend it as soon as he has finished putting an edge on his chisel. It is after 11 now. I shall be gone in less than an hour. But the heat is stifling. It is enough to send a man mad. An air conditioner would have made all the difference.